times every now and again, we'll get through this thing, okay? And there, sure, there's sad tears, but there's also good tears.
Amen.
Okay, I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah, chapter 2. Book of Jonah, chapter 2. Probably takes some of you a while to find that. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Jonah. Jonah. There it is. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Good. Book of Jonah. And I know that, you know, as I look around here, I know most everybody here has been pretty much raised in church, and probably everyone here knows the story of Jonah. And if you're like me, maybe you're not like me, but if you're like me, the first thing that I always think of when I think of Jonah is that he ran from God. But this morning, I want to turn the table a little bit, and I want to emphasize something here that a lot of times we forget about, and I want to emphasize the fact that Jonah ran to God also. And this whole chapter in chapter 2 is Jonah running to God. And let me just say this, I am not saying that anyone here has run from God. Please don't walk out of here thinking that. I know the circumstances that Jonah was under. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? But what I want to talk about is in difficult times that we can do what Jonah did, and that was run to God, okay? So don't think, oh, Jay's saying somebody ran away from God. I'm not saying that at all, please, okay? I'm going to read this. You follow along with me, chapter 2, and we're going to read pretty much the whole chapter except for the final verse. And it says, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All my billows and all thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your word. I pray, God, you'll use it. Speak to hearts this morning. Comfort, Father. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Looking at this verse of Scripture, chapter 2, let me ask you a question. Jonah's in big trouble here. Folks, what's the first thing we read in verse 1 that Jonah did? He prayed. That's right. He prayed. The first thing he did was pray. And you know, I couldn't help but think about this in Jonah's situation. He could pray anywhere. This man's in the belly of a fish. He's praying anywhere. Child of God, we can pray any time. And you know, we can pray in any and every predicament that we're in. It is never too difficult to pray, to cry out to God. Take a look at verse 2. It says, "And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cried, and thou heardest my voice." Folks, I dare say every one of us have been through afflictions here. We've all been through trials. Yeah, can I use what the Scripture says? there are those of us who have been through the belly of hell itself. And yet we read here in verse 2, at the very end of the verse, it says, "And he heard my voice." Child of God, I want to encourage us today. You know, I was deeply touched. I was greatly moved. If you look on Facebook, you can see person after person after person praying for you guys, praying for you guys, praying for you guys. Boy, these kind of times create a lot of prayer, if you will. God will hear those prayers. Jonah said so. God will hear. And you know what? I believe that today as a church, we have definitely hit bottom. Some of us more than others. But nevertheless, we have all been afflicted by this particular situation. And the question I want to ask you, have you ever prayed a similar prayer to God like Jonah did? You know, folks, we all reach a point in our Christian walk that we have to make a decision. Are you going to take God seriously? And, you know, this is sad to say, but often, we start trusting ourselves and we start trusting our own guidance instead of trusting God. You all know the verse, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, if you take a minute and look back, this is an interesting thing to do, and we won't take time to do it here in Sunday school this morning, but maybe later this afternoon, and when you're thinking, take a paper and pencil and mark down the time that you were saved, and you make yourself a little timeline from that time that you were saved up until now, and you look back over your life since you have been saved. And folks, we all go through afflictions. We all go through trials. And yeah, some go through the belly of hell. And my question is, when you look at that timeline from the time you were saved till now, and those trials and those problems that we have, and it ain't easy, folks. It ain't easy. But have you ever felt like this? Take a look at verse 3. Have you ever felt like this? "For thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and all thy waves passed over me." Folks, have you ever felt like you've been cast into the sea? Out into the deep, in the midst of the sea? I know I have. Have you ever felt like there have been floods all around you? Yeah. Yeah, I see different heads shaking. Yeah, yeah. Waves just constantly hitting you. It's just one thing after another. Waves compassed about. Look, take a look at verse 4. Have you ever prayed this? "Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple." Folks, have you ever been to the point where you felt like God has cast you out of his sight? Now, we know in our hearts that he hasn't, but man, there are times that it feels like he has. The child of God, stay by the stuff, stay by the stuff. Look, my friend, what's he say here in verse 4? It says, "Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple." Jonah's an Old Testament man. He's looking toward the temple. We would say it today. We're going to look again to the Lord. Even though you felt like he has ignored us, look to him. Look to him. Keep pressing on. Verse 5, have you felt like this? "The waters compassed me about." In other words, they're all around you. They're all around you. "Even to the soul. The depth closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped about my head." Have you felt like that before? I have. In this particular verse, one of the things that just kind of jump out at me is the weeds were wrapped around my head. You ever feel like you got lots of weeds around? As a child, I can remember my dad had bought us a canoe. And we took that canoe out often. We never missed church, but we took that canoe often. Saturdays, Dad liked to be outside. And I can remember, I just a little fella, being in that canoe, and I can remember always looking over, and always wanted to swim across this particular lake. I said, Dad, let me out here and let me swim to the shoreline. No, Dad, I could do it. It's not that deep. Look. And I can remember you could see the seaweed down in there. And I remember Dad saying, no, you're not going to do that, Jay. You could get caught up in that seaweed. Don't you know it was about a week later that a fellow who was a good swimmer was swimming across that lake and got tangled up in the seaweed. Folks, pray to God. Pray to God. When you feel like you are wrapped up in weeds, pray. Ask Him to get rid of those weeds for you. Absolutely. Verse 6. Let's move on here to verse 6. And I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Feel like you're at the bottom of the mountains right now. The earth with her bars was about me forever. I don't know if you've ever been in a jail before, even a pretend jail with bars around you. It's not a comfortable feeling. And here Jonah's saying that the bars of the earth was about me forever. You know, when we are in those trials and when we are in those rough times, there will be times that we feel like we're encompassed forever, forever. However, look at the next part of this verse. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption. Child of God, even though you feel like there's bars around you, even though you feel like you're in the mountains, there is hope. There is hope there. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption. You know, folks, I know that everyone in here has been around long enough to figure this whole thing out, but this world is corrupt. It is full of disappointments. It is full of trials. It is full of pain. It is full of trouble. Matt, did you read Facebook this morning? Did you read about eight? Okay. You know, here's Matt up here. This is under these circumstances. And Adrian this morning, trying to go to church. And did I read it right? Adrian this morning had a flat tire on her way to church without her husband there. Now, you know that rips at him. You know that. And that's a trial. That's what this world is full of, trials and problems and corruption. Yet thou, Jonah's saying, thou hast brought up my life from that corruption. How did he do that? It was through prayer. Folks, God will bring you up. Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Verse 7. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. Reading this verse, I couldn't help but think, I've heard of athletes, and especially runners, and I've often heard them use the term, I hit the wall. And by that term, if I'm understanding it correctly, they're at the point where they're running and they just feel like they cannot go on anymore. They hit the wall. Jonah says here, before I fainted, I remembered the Lord. Child of God, when you are going through that trouble, when you feel like you can't go on anymore, remember the Lord. Remember the Lord through prayer, through prayer. Take a look at verse 7. Interesting verse here. When you read various commentators on this verse, wow, there's a lot of thought here. Verse 8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Very interesting verse, a lot of different comments on that. I'm just a simple fella. As I read that, and you know, I'm open. If you want to disagree with me, that's fine. But as I read this thing, to me, it just seems pretty simple that those lying, the key word there, lying vanities, and those are objects that have replaced God in your life. For some people, that might be money. For some people, it might just be other people that have replaced God in their life. For some people, it might be things. They're idols. Lying vanities, I believe, is simply idols. And what does the Bible say? It says that they will forsake their own mercy. Folks, yes, this is a tough time. But we have that hope. We trust in the God, the very God that spoke this world into existence, That's who we rely on. Yeah. It ain't no vain thought. We serve a great God, and that's who we can put our trust in. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 9, take a look at that. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Our troubled times should cause us to cling even more tight to God. You notice that Jonah is not praying here. He's not praying, God, relieve me of this pain I'm going through. But he's understanding, and he is actually giving a word of thanksgiving. He is clinging more closely to God. It is not an attempt to get ourselves out of that particular trouble, but use it as an opportunity to be drawn closer to God and give him thanksgiving. You are a child of God. What's it say here? Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Hang on to him, even through these difficult times. Finally, I just want to end, and I want to ask you a simple question. I know this is short, but I also believe that fellowship is important too. And I believe that as a church, we can fellowship and talk, and we'll have a little extra time for that. But what I want to pose to you, and I realize I'm talking to a Sunday school crowd here, but I don't know your hearts. I don't know what goes on when you leave these doors. But my encouragement is, what is your prayer life? Is your prayer life that of now that you're going through a rough situation, now you're starting to pray? Or is your prayer life that of every day, talking with God, never ceasing praying, walking with him? Lord, I can't make it through this day without you. Lord, I need you. Father, I love you. I love your word. I want to spend time in your word every day, not just when we go through these trials. I want to encourage you in that. You know, the neat thing is, up in the first part of the chapter, God will be there even now. Even if you haven't been praying every day and reading your word, he is there. He longs to hear from you, child. He longs to hear from you. These prayers, they're good. They're good prayers. Talk with him. Commune with him. And folks, don't get your life into a situation where you have to go through a trial to turn to God. Be with him on a daily basis. Folks, that's all I want to share with you. I just wanted to share that with my heart. We're going to dismiss now. It will give the church time. We can mingle around and talk with one another. Does anyone else have anything? Comments? Any? Okay, yes, Ruth. Okay. There you go. Wow. How neat is that? Anyone else? Let me pray. Father, we love you today. Father, we give this upcoming service to you. It's in your hands. Use it. Father, I pray if anyone is not saved, God, I pray today would be the day that they will make it right with you before they leave this building, that they'll seek someone out. Father, bless us, dismiss us, Father, and bring people here. Bring in people this morning. Well, thank you for that. We pray it all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. 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 Thanks, folks.
Just don't get used to this. Thank you, Brother Jay.
Absolutely.